Okay, we're holding on. Erevin Daf Tet Vav. We're in the middle of Yudalat Amid Bet at the Mishnah. L'chayin she'amru govan asara tvachim v'rachvan ovian kol shehu. So the l'chayin that we spoke about have to be at least three tvachim tall for it to be a kosher lechi. But its width and its depth is just in any amount, right? It's as long as it is a minimal shear. B'yosi yomer rachvan shlosh tvachim. No, it needs a width of. Needs a width of at least three tefachim. Gemara l'chayin she'amru le'matnan stomach Rabbi Eliezer d'amar l'chayin bayinan. So maybe we can see that the Tana holds like Rabbi Eliezer because Rabbi Eliezer requires two lechis and the Tana taught l'chayin two lechis. Lo my l'chayin de alma. Right? No. What do we say when we say that lechis need to be this size? In general, lechis need to be this size, not the two lechis that you put outside of your chatzer. Right? Just lechis in general. Yachi koronami need korot. My korot korot de alma. Right? So if that were the case, then don't teach me a korah needs to be this size. Teach me korot. And I would have said, yeah, korot de alma. The fact that you teach me one korah but two lechis, that seems to indicate that lechis are that you require two, that you hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Ach kamar ton lechayin shnichgu behen Rabbi Eliezer chavim govan asarat vachim rochban avovion kol shu. Right? No, this is what it was saying. We were referencing those lechayin, those, that matter of the lechis that was subject to a machlok Rabbi Eliezer chavim. They need to have three tefachim in height and the width and depth of tevach. The width and depth of any amount. V'kama kol shu tanari chia afilu kichut asarbal. Right, and now how much is any amount? Like what does any amount mean? Is there a minimum when we say kol shu? Right, can it really be any amount? Well, so the minimum for any amount is even as small as the as a coat string that you keep it closed with. Tana asa lechi lechetzi mavoi ein lo ela chetzi mavoi. Right, if you put a lechi on halfway through a mavoi, you can only use half the mavoi. Pshita, isn't that obvious? That's why you put the lechi ela ema ish lo chetzi mavoi. No. Now, we're not trying to be mechadish that you can only use half the mavoi because you had a havmin and you can use all of it. We're saying you still get half the mavoi. Ha'anami pshita. That's also obvious. Ma'udatema lichush dilma atile shtimush debekule kamash malan. No, because you may have had a concern that if you only put it on half, that you might get confused. You might come to use all of it even though the lechi is only on half. So the chiddush is, no, if you put it on half, we do let you use that half. Amarava. So Rava says that if you put a lechi in a mavoi and then you lift it three tvachim off the ground, you separate it from the wall three tvachim, it's not a lechi, it's nothing. And even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says lavud, right? Who says that that we can, you know, the we don't see gaps as gaps, right? They're connected, right? Yeah, but that's talking about from top and going upward. But a wall suspended in midair doesn't count. You don't just say lovehood because a wall suspended in midair is something that goats would be able to pass through, and that's not a wall at all. That's the measurement. Rabbi Yossi Omer Rachban Shlosh Tvachim. So Rabbi Yossi says that the width has to be three tvachim. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ein Halacha Rav Yosi, Lo Bihilmi V'lo Bilchai. Right? So the halacha is not accorded to Rav Yosi, both in this case about the lechi, and in a case on Shabbat, in a machloket, about using Hilmi, whether you're allowed to prepare salt water on Shabbat. Amar Le Rav Huna, Bar Chinana, Bihilmi Amart Lan, Bilchai Lo Amart Lan. So Rav Huna, the son of Chinana, said, you know, you told us that the halacha doesn't follow him by Hilmi, but you never told us that the halacha doesn't follow him by Lechi. Where did this come from? Maish Nabi Hilmi, the Pligi Rabbanan Alei, Lechai, and Nami Pligi Rabbanan Alei. Right? So what would be the difference between Hilmi? So by Hilmi, the Rabbanan argue on him, and by Lechi, the Rabbanan argue on him. So we pass on the Rabbanan. Amar Lei, Shani Lechai, Mishum, De Kai, Rabbi Kavatei. No, but you can't, I wouldn't just compare, I wouldn't just say, well, because the Rabbanan argue on him in both, I should know that we don't paskin like him in either one, because Lechi is a little bit different, right? Because Rebbe paskins like Rabbi Yossi when it comes to Lechi. So I had a good havamina that we do paskin like Rabbi Yossi, even though the Rabbanan argue on him. Rav Rechumi Matni Hachi. So Rav Rechumi teaches as follows. Amar Yehuda Beredush Rav Shmuel Bar Shila Mishmei De Rav Ein Alach Rabbi Yossi Lo Bihilmi Lo Bilchai. And the Alach is not accorded with Rabbi Yossi, neither in the case of Hilmi or in the case of Lech. Is Amar Le Amart Amar Lehu Lo. So he said to him, did you really say that? Meaning, it was said in the, it wasn't Rabbi Yehuda saying, it was Rabbi Yehuda saying it in the name of Shmuel Bar Shila, in the name of Rav. And then they asked Rav, hey, did you ever say that? He said, no, never said that, right? Amar Rava Hi Elohim, Amra Ugmarina La Mine Umaitama Kaba Kahadabe Mishum Drabiosi Nimuk Imo. Right? And then Rava said he said, no, like by God, I'm confident he certainly did teach it to us, that we don't pass like Rabiosi in either of those cases. However, afterward he went back, he retracted his statement and says that he no longer holds that way. Now, why did he retract it? Because Rabbi Yossi had an excellent svara, right? And so he retracted his statement, possibly against Rabbi Yossi. Amar le Rav Bar Rav Chanan Labaye, Hilchat Amai, Amar le Puchazi Mai Amadavar. So ultimately, we ask, okay, now what is the halacha? Do we pass in like Rabbi Yossi by Lechi or not? And so he responded to him, go and see what people are doing. Go see, you know, what has become common practice. If that's what people are doing, then that's what we do. Igidamatnila, aha, to those who teach it, like this, Hashotemayim Litzamo, Omer Shakoni Abitro. Someone who drinks, water, you know, just because he's thirsty, he has to shakle. Rabbi Tarfan Omer, Burana Fashor, Baba Chazanan Komash Barata. Sharavan says he's making Burana Fashor. Amar Le Ruchanan La Baye, Hilchtamai, now what's the lacha? Amar Le Puchazima Amadavar. So go see what the Am is doing. Itmar Lechi Omen Me'alav, Abaye Amar Havi Lechi, Rav Amar Lo Havi Lechi. When it comes to a Lechi that was not designated, was not put there to serve as a Lechi, it was just something that was already standing there. So Abaye says, that's a Lechi, it doesn't have to be put there designated to be a Lechi. And Rav says, no, that's not a Lechi. Now, it should be noted that this is one of the Ya'al Kigam. This is when Rava and Abaye have a machloket and we paskin like Abaye, right? So, spoilers, I guess. But Rava and Abaye argue throughout Shas, and we generally paskin like Rava. However, in Ya'al Kigam, we paskin like Abaye. Ya'al Kigam is the siman. It's Yu Shalom Idan Bava Metzia. It's Adam Zomin, I believe in Makot. And Lechi Omid Me'alav is here in Erevin. Then you have the kuf is kedushin shel nimser labia. I think it's marriage in a case that you can't in a situation where you wouldn't be able to sleep with the bride. The gimel is giloi dat begitten. That's in gitten. And then the mem is a mumar lechol trefot lahachis. Anyway, that's Ya'al Kigam. Those are the times. Those are machlokas Rava and Abaye that we paskin like Abaye. Now, in a case where they weren't so mech on this lechi me'etmol, everyone says that's not going to be a lechi. Meaning like this: if they had a proper lechi, right, and this thing was just a board, and then it fell down on Shabbat, so they clearly were not using this from before Shabbat, and just the situation arose on Shabbat that they needed to, everyone agrees that's not considered lech. Kipligi hechid samchel matmol, right? Where they have the machloket is when they initially intended to use this as the lechi. They just didn't put it there for that purpose. Abaye amar havi lechi deha samchin alei matmol. Abaye says, yeah, that's a lechi because they had the intention for Shabbat. Rav amar lo havi lechi kivan demikar la avadate dehachi avid. And Rava says, no, it's not a lechi because that wasn't their original intention when they put it there. Right? So you may think to say as follows. Just like they have a machloket by lechi, whether it needs to be put there lechatchila in order to serve as a lechi. So you may think that similarly when it comes to a wall, you have to put the wall there and with the intention of it serving as a mechitza. Tashima, but let me come and bring you a proof that's not what you should assume. We'll get back to that point of whether it's a fair assumption to equate a mechitza with lechi. Tashima, ha'ozes sukato ben ha'ilanot defanot ve'ha'ilanot defanot la kshera. If you made a sukkah between trees and the trees are the walls of the sukkah, that's a kosher sukkah. Hachamai eskinan shenata mitchila lekach. Now, why would that pose a problem? Well, because those walls were certainly not planted. Those walls were a tree. right? They weren't put there for the sukkah, right? So that's a clear sign that that when it comes to a machitza, when it comes to walls, they don't need to be put there milchatchila. No, hachamayskin. And what are we talking about? Shenata mitchila lekach. You planted the trees because you're like, you know what? It would be really convenient if I had trees here that I can make into a sukkah. Iachi pshita. Well, if that's what you said, then obviously, what didn't you even teach me? Of course that would work. What's the avamina? Right? No, it's not obvious. I needed to teach you that because you may have thought that we'd make a gzeira that you're going to come to use the ilan. You can't use a tree on Yom Tov. It's muktza. So I may have thought that you might make a gzeira against doing such a thing. Kamashmalan. That's why I taught you that you're allowed to. Tashma hayasham ilan o mgader o chitzat kenim nidon mishum diyuma. Okay, so here's another proof. If there was a tree or a fence or like a wall made out of reeds, right? So we see those things as a proper double post that can serve as a partition between the Reshut Rabim and a well. Right, hachanami b'may eskinan shasan mitchilakach. Right, so clearly this, you know, we would have assumed the tree or the fence or the reeds were not put there in order to forge that wall, right? And yet it still works. No, we're also talking about here a case where they were literally put there in order to create a barrier to gate off the area of the well. Iachi my kamash malan. Well, that's the case. If they were put there initially, then what are you teaching me? Isn't it obvious they were put there for that reason? And that's then it works. No, I had to teach you that. The reason we taught it to you is because reeds, like a wall made out of reeds, is not so pasha that it's a valid wall because they're basically just reeds right next to each other. But because they're at a distance of less than three tvachim, we see it as a solid wall. Tashma ilan hamesich al haaretz im ein nofo gavo min haaretz shloshet tvachim mitaltel in tachtav. So if you have a tree, that is kind of bent over towards the ground, so if they have branches hanging down below three tvachim of the ground, you're allowed to carry underneath those. That counts as a wall, like a walled off area. They're allowed to carry, and the branches do. Hachanami b'mayaskin anshinatu mitzilikach. Right, that's not a proof because we're talking about when you planted the tree in order to carry underneath it. Iachi l'taltel b'kulu. Well, if that's the case, if that's what the tree was planted for, then you should be able to carry all around the tree. Alma amar Rav Huna b'reidu Rav Yeshua in metaltelin bo ela beit satay. However, Rav Huna teaches that you're only allowed to carry underneath the tree if the branches are closing off an area that is less than two beit sa'a, right? So there's a maximum that you're allowed to carry underneath the tree, right? There's an area that you're allowed to carry underneath the tree, an area that you're not allowed to carry underneath the tree. The question is, why? Because if it was planted there with the chachila, there should be no problem with these partitions. Mishum da'avi dira she tashmisha le'avir. V'chol dira she tashmisha le'avir ein metaltelin ba'ela beitza time. No, because the ikar purpose of the tree being planted is that it is to use the top of it, right? The tashmish is in the air. You generally, the ikar function of the tree, if you're going to be using the tree, is the airspace over the tree. However, underneath the tree is not the generally intended purpose of planting a tree, and that's why we have a limit to how much you're allowed to use underneath the tree. Tashma. Shavad betel shehu gavoa saravahu me'arba amod vad beit satai. Right? So if you kept Shabbat, or if you set out for Shabbat in an area that was 10 tefachim off the ground and was was dalad al dalad, right? It was a proper area in and of itself. V'chein v'nekashu amok asara, or in a crack in a rock that was 10 tefachim deep. V'hu me'arba amot v'ad beit satayim, and it's anywhere between 4 amot and 2 se'a. V'kama kitzura v'shibolet makefot ota. Or if you're in a plowed field and the stalks of wheat are surrounding it, Maalech et kula vechutala alpayim ama. So you're allowed to walk in around the entire area there, right? Because you have that entire area is your private domain, and 2,000 amot outside of it, because it's considered a domain unto itself, right? So clearly, you know, vichitema hachenami shasam etchilikach. Now, if you want to get out of that one as well and say that no, that's when you planted the tree for that reason or whatever you want to say that it was set up there lechadchila and the vichito it weren't just there. Bishlama kama lechaye ela tel veneka ma'ikilamemar. So I understand you can say that the stalks of grain around you were put there for that purpose. But a mound that's 10 tefachim high or a crack in a rock, those are natural formations. You don't put them there for the purpose of using them as mechitzot. They formed on their own. Ela b'mechitzot kulei alma lo pligi dehavi mechitza. Rather, you must conclude that when it comes to a mechitza, everyone agrees that it does not require an initial setup for the sake of being a wall. You're allowed to use anything as a wall. Ki pligi b'lechi. They only have the argument about whether a lechi needs to be set up lechachila. Abaye l'taime de'amar lechi mishu mechitza. Now get this. This is very interesting, right? It's not just a machloket that's, you know, localized to a lechi, or to, you know, a lechi ha'omen me'alav. Rather, it's an extension of a broader machloket, because Abaye follows his own shita, right? Abaye believes that the purpose of a lechi, we spoke about this earlier, is that a lechi is a mechitza, right? The lechi starts out this partition, and we see it as if it kind of continues and forms a wall. U'mechitza asuya me'aleha havi mechitza. And like, just like we said, right? If a wall was put there, if a wall was just already there, not put there intended to serve as a wall, still you're allowed to use it. V'rava latame. And Rava follows his own sheet, that the amar lechi mishum heker, that a lechi is not there to serve as a wall, rather it's just there to serve as a reminder for you where you can and can't carry. E avida be a daim, havia heker, vi lo, lo havia heker. And you need to set it out intentionally for it to be, a reminder. If you don't set it out there to be a reminder, it's not going to be a reminder. So their shitas by lechio min me'alav is really reflected in a broader understanding of what a lechi is. Tashma. But now let's have this debate, right? Let's fight it out between Rav and Abaye. Does a lechi min me'alav work? Though we already know the conclusion. Tashma. Avne gader ayotzo min hageder muvdalozo mizo pachot mishlosha ein tzarech lechi acher. Shlosha tzarech lechi acher. So, if you have walls that kind of stick out from a wall and they're within three tvachim of each other, so you don't need an additional lechi because the stones sticking out of the wall serve as your lechi. And we see it as solid because they're within three tvachim of each other. However, if they were more than three tvachim from each other, then it's not solid and therefore we can't consider it a lechi. Now, that's just talking about stones sticking out of the wall, and yet we say it's a valid lechi. So, doesn't that clearly indicate that a lechi does not have to be put there intentionally? No, that's when you built the wall like that. You built a wall with stones coming out to serve as your lechi, right? Ihachi pshita. Well, if that's what you did, then obviously it's going to work. Why don't I even need to teach you that? No, because people might think that you did that to set up the possibility to connect another structure to it, and they're not going to realize it's a lechi. So I had to teach you that you're allowed to do that. It wasn't obvious, but still, we're only talking about a case where you intended to put the stones there to serve as a lechi, but that's not a proof for if you didn't have that intention to just use something sticking out of the wall. Tashma de Tani Rabbi Chia, Kotel Shetzido Echad Kanus Mechavero, Ben Shnei Mechutz, Veshavim Bifnim, Ben Shnei Bifnim, Veshavim Mechutz, Nidam Mishum Lechi. Okay, here's another proof, right? We taught that if you have a wall, and there's part of the wall that juts out, right? It's separate from the rest of it. However, whether it juts out on the inside and is totally flat on the outside, so looking from the outside, you can't tell that it's flat, or it's flat on the inside, but it juts out from the outside, you're allowed to use that as a lechi, right? So any part of a wall that just juts out from the rest of it can be used as a lechi. Doesn't that clearly indicate that it doesn't have to be put there in melechat chila to serve as a lechi? Right, that too is a case where you built the wall in order to serve as a lechi, right? It's all with kavana. Iyachi my kamash milan. Well, then what are you teaching me? I built the wall in order to serve as a lechi? Then that's obvious. Right? You don't have to teach me that I'm allowed to use it as a lechi. Ha kamash milan. Nir v'chutz v'sham v'fnim nidom v'shum lechi. Right? So I had to teach you that something that can only be seen from the outside, but can't even be seen from the inside. The inside is flat, and where it juts out is on the outside. That could be a lechi. That's a chiddush, because the lechi isn't even seen on the inside of the mavoi. Tashma. Derav hava yativ behum mavoa. So Rav was in a mavoi. Hava yativ Rav Huna kame. Rav Huna came and sat next to him. Amar leila shame. And then he said to his assistant, Zil aiti le kuzin maya. Go bring me a jug of water. Ad ata nafalachya. Right? Lechi. But until he came back, the lechi fell over. So he motions to his assistant, to stay where you are. You can't bring it in here. Amar le Rav Huna, and then Rav Huna said to him, Lo savar lamar lismoch adikla. So doesn't the master hold that we can use this tree that's here as a lechi? So it doesn't matter that our lechi fell. Amar dame hai mirabbanon kiman de lo parshi insha inche shemata. Right, you remind me, or you're similar to someone who is not so well versed in these matters, right? Who hasn't learned from the sages? Me samchinan alai me'atmol, right? Because this tree was not relied upon from yesterday, and so it can't be used, right? The tree, meaning, had this tree been relied upon from yesterday, sure, we could have used it, but it wasn't relied upon from yesterday. The lechi just fell now; we clearly can't use it. Tama de lo samchinan. Now notice the rejection that he brings. What is the problem with relying on this tree? That it wasn't relied on from yesterday as a lechi, right? But if it was relied on from yesterday as a lechi, you'd be allowed to use it as a lechi. Even though it wasn't put there in melechatchila for that function, you'd be allowed to use it. That is a clear-cut proof that you're allowed to use something that was not put there for a lechi as long as it was being intended for the next day. And now we try to, we're not entirely satisfied that we have concluded the machloket Rav and Abaye, so we're trying to restructure. Maybe we misunderstood what the machloket was about in the first place. Lema Abaye v'Rava b'delo samchina lai pligi. No, so maybe say this. Maybe say that the real nature of the machloket Abaye and Rava was whether or not you were somech on it from beforehand. Where Abaye would say, even if you weren't somech on it from beforehand, it's still lechi. And Rava would say, no, you have to be somech on it from beforehand for it to be a lechi. Hasamchina lelei havi lechi. But everyone, Abaye and Rava both would agree that that if you did rely on it from the previous day, then it would be a lechi. And so then that proof wouldn't actually answer the machloket, because that wasn't really the topic of the machloket. The machloket was not of whether it needs to be put there lechachila. Maybe the machloket really was not about whether it was put there lechachila, but whether it was being used before Shabbat. Lo sagadaitach. No. You can't think to say that's the nature of the machloket. Dahu barka dahava be bar chavu dahavu pligi ba Abaye and Rava kuli shanaihu. Because Abaye and Rava had a machloket about a balcony in the house of Bar Chavu, right? So what was their machloket? The machloket was whether or not he was allowed to rely on a certain pillar in the balcony to constitute as a lechi. Now, the problem with relying on that pillar was that it wasn't put there as a lechi. Not that it wasn't nismach alav from beforehand, because then they wouldn't argue about it their entire lives. Right? They would just say, just be somech on it, and then you can continue to use it. But no, they were clearly arguing there about the pillar in the balcony, about because it wasn't used lechachila, whether it could be used as a lechi. Clearly the nature of the machloket is about being put there lechachila, and we have a conclusive proof that we paskin like Abaye. Matnitin, kol osin lechayin, afilu bedavar sheyesh v'ruach chayim, remer oser, mtav mishum golel. Right? So you're allowed to use anything as a lechi, even something that's living. And Rabbi Meir says, no, you can't use a living thing. And furthermore, another machloket about whether you can use another machloket about living things is whether a living thing can convey tuma if it's used to cover up a grave. Rabbi Meir Matai. Rabbi Meir says it's tahor. Right. So why is that a similar? Why is that a similar machloket? Because Rabbi Meir basically. Rabbi Meir basically puts it in a category of its own, Right? The Tanakhama says that you can use something as a ruach, something that's alive, because we basically treat it like an object. And just like we treat it like an object, then it's going to become tamei, like any object that you use to cover up a grave. Remeir is like, no, we don't treat it like an object, it's different. So it can't be used as a lechi, but also it's going to be tahor, because it isn't rendered an object. V'chotvin alav gitei nashim, Rabbi Yossi aglili posel. And furthermore, another machloket, whether you're allowed to write a get on a living thing, Rabbi Yossi aglili says you may not write a get on a living thing. Gemara, Tanir Meir Omer Kol Devar Shesh Baruch Chaim Eino Sinato Lo Dofin Lezoga Velo Lechi Lemavoy Lo Pasin Lebeiraot Velo Gol Lekever. Anything that is alive, you may not use as a wall for a sukkah. You can't use it as a side post in a mavoy. You can't use it as a board to separate between a well and a reshut rabim, and you can't use it as a grave cover. Mishum Rabbi Yosei Glili Amru Af En Kotz Min Alav Get Nashim. And Rabbi Yosei Glili says you even can't use it to, you can't use a living thing to write a get on. My time with Rabbi Yosei Glili. Now what is the Svar for Rabbi Yosei Glili? Tanya Sefer. Well, by a get, it's written Sefer. Ainli Ela Sefer. Minayin L'Rabot Kol Davar. Okay, then, you know, how do I know that I'm, okay, then I can only ever write it on a Sefer. How do I know they can write it on other things? Tamil Lomer V'chatav La. Right? Because you have to write it. You have to write it for her. Mikol makom. Meaning in any place that you can write it. V'katavla. The ikar is the writing, not what you're writing it on. Imken matam lomar sefer. Well then, why save sefer? If v'katavla says you can write it on anything, then why teach me sefer at all to tell me that I'm limiting it to a sefer? Right? Just teach me v'katavla and I'd know I could write it on anything. So why not say sefer at all? Meaning if it's only a sefer, then just say sefer. But if it's anything, then say v'katav la. Why sefer and v'katav la? Lomar l'cha ma sefer davar she'en baruch chayim v'eno yo'ochel. Av kol davar she'en baruch chayim v'eno ochel. So this is a mechanism that the Torah uses where it basically uses a very inclusive term like v'katav la to tell you that you're allowed to use a lot of things. However, it gives an example, like Sefer, that then limits the scope of your use of anything to things that are similar to a Sefer. Now, what qualities are we looking for in other things that are similar to a Sefer? Quality number one is that it's not alive, and quality number two is that it's not food. So, foodstuffs and living things cannot be used as Sfarim, or cannot be used for Gittin, but because they're too dissimilar to the Sefer that the Torah mentioned. However, anything else could be used because the Katavla is supposed to be an expansive term to tell you they're allowed to use a lot of things. V'rabanan, and how do the Rabbanan respond to it? They believe that you're allowed to. Miktiv besefer. Sefer ktiv. L'sfirot dvarim ba'alma hudata. It doesn't say in a Sefer, right? It's not. We're not limiting what you're writing it in. Sefer's not teaching me what I can and cannot write it in, right? Because then it would say bit Sefer, right? Write it in a Sefer. It just says write her Sefer, right? So what does that indicate? That the Sefer is not what you're writing it on, but what you're including. Basically, it has to include details in the get. Rabbanon, hi, v'katav la, my darish bay. Okay, then what do they use for v'katav la? Right, if you can write it on anything. Well, v'katav la is how Rabbi Yosei Glili learned you can write it on anything. But the Rabbanon already knows. So what do they use for v'katav la for? Ahumi baile, that's needed. B'chtiva midgareshet, ve'ena midgareshet b'kesef. They tell you a davka has to be something that's written that you get a divorce, but you cannot divorce someone with money. Because what might you have said? There's a hekesh, right? There's a halachically significant juxtaposition between marriage and divorce, right? V'yatza v'haita, right? It says that v'haita le'ish acher, right? So it says that she leaves one spouse and is married and to another man. So the yatza of leaving is the gerushin from the first husband. The haita of the coming to a new husband is the kedushin. So that juxtaposition by teaching the gerushin and the kedushin one after the other creates a halachically significant connection between the two. And so we learn a lot of dinim that are relevant to gerushin to kedushin and vice versa. Right, so we may have thought to say that just like kedushin can happen by money, you can be mekadesh a woman through money. So you could also divorce her through money. Kamash milan, you may not. That's what the Torah wanted to teach you. That it needs to be bichtav. Rabbi Yosei Aglili, hi svar minale. So how does Rabbi Yosei Aglili get his svar? Navkele me sefer kritut. Or where does Rabbi Yosei know that it has to be bichtav and not with money? He says sefer kritut, sefer korta v'endavar acher korta. Right, it davka has to be a sefer that creates the kritut. The davka has to be the sefer that creates such the disconnect between the man and woman. Nothing else can create such a disconnect. V'rabanan, I sefer kritut mibayla davar korot b'no levina. Now you have to answer up for Rabbanan. What do the Rabbanan need sefer kritut for if they already know that limud from bichtav la? So the Rabbanan say that you need it to say that that you require something that separates absolutely between the two of them. What does that mean? L'chatani, we learned in the Braita, Harei zekitech amanat shelo tishdi yayin, amanat shelo tilchi lebet avicha le'olam, ein zekritut. If you say, this is your get, you're divorced from me on one condition. You don't drink wine again, and you never return to your father's home. That's not a get. That doesn't work. Kol shloshim yom harei zekritut. But if you say, just for 30 days, then that works as a get. What's the svara there? The svara there is like this. You're not, the separation between the couple has to be absolute. So if you exist constantly for the rest of your life, I'll deny that if you were to do an action, you'll return to the husband, then you're linked to him. And there's not an absolute separation between the husband and wife, because they're still linked. Basically, if she does a certain action, then the get is nullified. But the separation has to be absolute. That's what we learned from Sefer Kritut. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Nafkele Mekaret Kritut. Right? So then Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So how does he know this? How does Rabbi Yossi Aglili know that the separation has to be absolute? Well, because it says, it could have just said karet. From the fact that it says kritut, it gives us an extra limud, right? It could have just said sefer karet, a sefer that separates. From kritut, we learn that it has to be something in absolute separation. Verabanan, karet kritut lo darshi. So what do the Rabbanan do with that? Karet and kritut is not something that they don't darshan that out. That's not their, they'll darshan out extra words, but the additional letters there isn't mashma, according to the Rabbanan. They don't believe that's significant enough to create a limud in and of itself. New Mishnah. Right? If you camped out in a valley, right, on Shabbat, and you surrounded yourself with things that were used for an animal, a saddle, v'chule, you're allowed to carry within that area. It's a valid separation. As long as it's 10 tvachim high, below you, pirzot yeterot al binyan. Right, and as long as the gaps aren't greater than the structure, ki pirza shi keeser amot muteret. Kol pirza shi keeser amot muteret. Any gap that's within 10 amot is muter. Mipnei shi kefetach. Right, because that just looks like an entrance. Yeter mikan aser. But if it's greater than 10 amot, that doesn't look like a petach. It just looks like a massive hole in the wall. Gemara itmar parutz keomer rafapa amar muter. So Gemara says, well, it was said that if it's exactly the same, the separation and the existing walls, Rav Papa says, that's mutter. When it's exactly the same. Ravuna Bereda Rav Yeshua Amar Aser. Ravuna says, no, it's exactly the same, it's going to be Aser. You need you need more structure than gaps, right? Not just not less than it. Rav Papa Amar Mutter. Rav Papa says, no, that's allowed. Hachi Agmarei Rachmana LeMoshe Lo Tifrot Ruba, right? As Kodesh Baruch Hu taught Moshe, you can't make it majority parut. You can't make it majority open. Meaning, as long as it's not majority open, like if it's even, then it's fine. Ravuna Breda Rav Yeshua Amar Aser Hachei Gemara Rachmana LeMoshe Gadur Ruba. He says no, because this is what he said. It's going to be Aser because the Kadosh Baruch Hu actually told Moshe to create structure around most of it. So if it's even, it's a problem. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, V'lo yu pirzot yeter al binyan. The Mishnah explicitly said you cannot have gaps greater than the structure. Ha kibinyan mutter. Similarly, if they were equal, then that would be mutter. Lo tema ha kibinyan mutter. Ela ema im binyan yeter al pirzot mutter. No, don't be medayik in that exact lashon. Rather say it's im binyan yeter al pirzot mutter. Right, in a case where the binyan was where the structure is greater than the gaps, that's the case where it's going to be mutter. Aval kibinyan, but if it's exactly the same, my azar. Ihachi, litni lo yu pirzo kibinyan kasha. Right? Well, if that was the case, meaning, I read that a little bit wrong. Aval kibinyan, my azar. Wait a second. So if you're telling me that if it's the exact same amount, the pirza and the binyan, the structure and the gaps are the exact same amount, what would it be? It would be azar, because the structure isn't greater. Ihachi, litni. Well, if that was the case, what should the Mishnah have said? Lo yu pirzo kibinyan. That you should not have gaps the same amount as the structure itself. Kasha. Yeah, that's indeed, that's a difficulty to Rav Huna's Shita. Now, interesting just to note, that just because the Gemara says Kasha, it doesn't mean we rejected him. It just means we don't have an answer for that particular question. It does not necessarily mean that we rejected the Shita. Okay, we're going to stop here.